It was a good win. Obviously, this is a tough place to play. Very good football team. I thought we competed in all three phases today really well. Defense stepped up and played great. Running backs did an awesome job. So I was proud of the entire team effort.
Matt, two fourth down conversions led to 10 points. How big were those decisions? And how big is it knowing that Coach Quinn has that confidence in you guys?
Well, it's huge. It really is. I mean, obviously, the quarterback sneak was a short one, but for us to be able to get that and keep going, you know, those are really important. They change the game. And when you're talking about plays that affect points, they're really, really important. So I thought those conversions were big.
You were able to take advantage of your running backs and their linebackers in the passing game. What did you guys see that made you confident about that matchup?
Well, we just, I mean, they're a very good defense, and their secondary is outstanding. And we have great wide receivers and great respect for what they do, but we felt like our best matchup was getting our backs out of the backfield. We've got two really talented guys. You know, there's not many guys in this league that can run the football, pass protect, and then motion out and run routes like wide receivers, and we've got two of them. So we're really fortunate, very lucky to have them. They did a great job today.
Do you think those deep balls last week and the ones early today created that little void for the running backs to run through?
It might have, you know, obviously, they played some split safety stuff today, but, you know, they played a lot of man coverage underneath. I thought their defense was what we expected it to be. They're talented and tough, and we just continued to grind the entire day.
Matt, from Denver, it was striking today how quick you made decisions versus the kid that they started first year. Can you just tell it ain't easy
oh,
to
man.
Play quarterback in the NFL to make a decision when everybody's flying around with their heads cut off?
It's very difficult. You know, it's I know that firsthand. And today we were fortunate. You know, we had a good plan, got the ball out for the most part. And that's what you have to do against a great defensive line. But as a young player, for sure, you know, it's tough. And, you know, I've had many of those days where it doesn't go as planned. But for a young guy, he'll continue to bounce back and get better.
Matt, what does it say for the team that, you know, coach is putting offensive linemen on defensive tackle and safety, that linebacker, just people doing whatever they can to you know, pitch in there?
Yeah, that's, you know, week five in the NFL. You know, people are going to be banged up, and we've got a resilient group of guys that, you know, whatever, you know, job we're asked to do, everybody's willing. You know, there's no detail unimportant or job, you know, too small for any of us to do. And I thought that was really cool for some of our guys to step into different roles today and compete.
This team started fast last year and struggled down the stretch. What did you guys learn from last year that will help you avoid that?
Well, I think we're mentally tougher, you know, more resilient group for sure. You know, and you learn from that. I mean, obviously we started fast last year and then didn't go our way in the second half of the season. But the difference, you know, I think what you learn, especially for young guys, is that the difference between wins and losses are, you know, a handful of plays in a game, and you've got to be on the right end of them. And we've done a really good job at being opportunistic early in the season.